Welcome. Today's entry, day 25, Focus Amidst the Static, is sponsored by my good friend Mariana Miller from MJE. And thank you so much for the sponsorship, Mariana. Anyone else interested in sponsoring a day, a week, whatever, please private message me. Today, I'm going to ask you a very simple question. What keeps you focused when there's a lot of noise? There's so much distraction. There was always distraction in the world, but now with our phones and technology, the amount of distraction is just incredible. So I told the story that when I was in Israel for my gap year, there was an amazing, amazing rabbi there, Shalim Biwel, Rav Avigdor Nevin Sol, who at the time was the chief rabbi of the old city of Jerusalem. His son is now the chief rabbi, and he's a great, great Torah scholar of our generation from Nevin Sol. And I wanted to take a picture of him, and a lot of the other students wanted to take a picture so that we could remember him and be inspired by just the memory of him when we'd come back to the United States and go to college. And he was very against anyone taking pictures of him, an exceedingly humble person, besides being one of the greatest Torah scholars of our generation, refused to allow pictures at that time of himself. Another rabbi in the yeshiva, Rabino, prevailed on him and said, listen, these guys are going back to college. To have a picture of you on their wall will be very, very inspirational. They'll be able to think about a lot of the holiness of Israel and the Torah that you've taught. It'll help keep them focused. And I have, to this day, in my dining room, a picture of Harav Nevin Sol, not to, God forbid, worship or anything like that, but to be reminded of how there are certain special people in the world and how we should aspire to become as close to them as possible. So my question to you is, what keeps you focused? What do you have in your home or in your physical surroundings, could even be at work, that reminds you of who you are, of your purpose and your mission in this world? I mentioned in the chapter that there is a mitzvah for every Jew to have a Sefer Torah, a mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah, to write for yourself a sefer Torah. According to some opinions, you can fulfill that mitzvah by just having Jewish books. And having Jewish books around your home also serves as a great reminder. And I mentioned also that a Jewish king had to have two Torahs, one which he kept in the palace and the other which he kept wherever he went. And according to one opinion in the Talmud, the king would have to have that Torah scroll wrapped around his arm, because a king with all that power can get so easily distracted from his purpose and his mission, which is really to carry out God's word. So he's got the Torah literally wrapped around his arm. Now, I'm not suggesting you do that. That will kind of be a strange thing to bring to work, a Torah scroll wrapped around your arm. But we do have three mitzvot, and we refer to them as stam, a sefer Torah, which I just spoke about, a mezuzah, tzitzis, tefillin. A mezuzah we affix to the doorpost of our home, based on a verse in the Torah. It's the last line in the Shema, Chsavtam al mezuzot beitecho visharecha. And the reason we put a mezuzah is to remind ourselves of our values. The Shema is in that mezuzah. We're supposed to think about the values expressed in the Shema, the belief in a one and only God, as we enter a Jewish home. And we ask ourselves, is this home expressing the values of Judaism? And men wear tzitzit and put on tefillin also for the same reason, because the thread of the blue in the tzitzit that the Torah tells us is supposed to have a thread of blue, reminds us, the Talmud says, of the blueness of an ocean, which then reminds us of the blueness of the sky, and then therefore it causes us to think about the heavenly throne and God himself. Just by seeing that little blue dangling from the tzitzit, or the knots and the strings, because they add up to the number of mitzvot, and tefillin also, we bind ourselves with tefillin, the men, in the morning also, to keep ourselves reminded. It may be, according to some, that women are not obligated in tzitzit and tefillin because they have a little more of a natural reminder, a little more naturally cognizant of a higher power than men might be. That's according to some opinions. But Rav Hirsch, the great German Jewish philosopher quoted in the chapter, also says that we have many mitzvot, a whole category called ediot, from the word aid or witness, that helps us testify, reminds us of our mission in this world. And that's why I always like to say, people ask, why am I praying the same thing so many times every day? The Shemona Esrei, the silent devotion, Shacharis, Mincha, Marv, morning, afternoon, evening, so much praying. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is coming up. Lots of praying in the synagogue, because we are so easily distracted. We so quickly forget our purpose and our mission, and therefore repetition is incredibly important. And Judaism can be a very abstract religion, right? We subscribe to a God that you cannot see or hear or experience with any of the senses. And we have all these commandments, though, and some sort of like ritual objects that, God forbid, should never be worshipped. They are just means to worshiping Hashem, to being connected with our ultimate spiritual source, God. But those physical reminders can go a long way. So I'm asking, what reminders do we have in our homes? Do we have some Jewish books that are on our shelves? Do we have the Shabbos candles, which are out? Maybe there's a beautiful painting of Jerusalem, of a scene from Tzvat or Yerushalayim. And if we don't, that might be a good idea to get some more Judaica, because the physical reminders just help us remain connected and help us keep some focus amongst all of the static. There's never been this much static, and therefore perhaps we need a little more reminders so we could stay focused. Have a wonderful day.